What's going on, everybody? It's That Ordinary Podcast with the Extraordinary Thoughts that tells you to stop being great and be extraordinary. I'm Demetrius Thickpen, also known as Meech Speaks, and welcome back to another episode of the Talking Crazy Podcast. Now, before we get started with this podcast, don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest rating or review, because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Now, two things we got to address real quick. First things first, surprise, it's a new episode this week. Now, what I am doing is testing out a twice weekly podcast. Now, for those who remember me in the very beginning, I used to actually do 3 episodes a week. That was on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And obviously, that was a lot, and it died down to just Mondays and Fridays. And then when I moved to Virginia, my workload just became so much that I couldn't produce another episode that had as much quality as the first one did. So I decided to go back to just a weekly podcast. Now, doing that, was there some benefits? 100%, you know, but at the exact same time, there is just so much information and so many topics that go through my mind that I cannot imagine just waiting a whole week just to talk about it. So with that being said, we will be testing out a twice weekly podcast. New episodes will drop every Monday and every Thursday. Now, speaking of new episodes, one thing that I love doing is asking the community, what should we be talking about? And today's episode came from Stassarn Bell, and his topic was, should you change who you are? And I'm going to say that again. Stassarn Bell asked, should you change who you are? And when I read it, I was like, that's an easy question. And I say it was an easy question because of the simple fact that I sit back and I talk about becoming a better version of yourself all the time. I sit back and I talk about, you know, growth all the time, improvement all the time. So naturally, when I hear, should you change who you are? Yes. But then you peel back the layer. And the real question isn't, should you change who you are? The real question should be, why are you changing? What are you changing for? And when you ask yourself that, then you can ask, should I change who I am? Now, before we even get started, just like what I have always said, these are just my personal opinions from my personal experience, sharing my practical thoughts. This is not gospel. This is not set in stone. This is not one of them 10 commandments. I say that for this fact and this fact only, because I don't want nobody walking around talking about, oh, well, Meech told me that I need to change this and I need to change who I am. And don't put that on me. You see what I'm saying? Don't do that. You feel me? Don't blame me. All right. All I did was just share you my opinion. And the reason why I have to say that is because when you really talk about change, man, like when you really talk about change, it's not that simple. When you change for the better, and for those who do not understand what changing for the better means, it's improving on who you are. It's growing into the next version of yourself. You see what I'm saying? Those can have phenomenal effects on your life. They can. But at the exact same time, if you change for the worse, you see what I'm saying? If you change for the wrong reasons, if you change because of people, if you change because, let me rephrase that, if you change because of the wrong people, that can lead to adverse effects on your life. So you really got to ask yourself, what am I changing for? Why am I changing? And who am I all doing all this for? You know what I mean? And with that being said, as we dive deeper into this episode, I will share two different perspectives. A time when I changed for the better and also a time when I changed for the worse. And I will share both of these, and you can do with that information how you see fit. You feel me? You can take it, run with it and go, or you can toss that in the backseat and say, I ain't listening to that. Either way, I'm just sharing my perspective. So let's get started with today's episode. So just like what I said, the first thing that we're going to talk about is changing for the better. And just like what I mentioned earlier, when we talk about changing for the better, it's always about improving on who you are. You know what I mean? Growing, changing your habits. That's going to lead to changing your behaviors, maybe even changing your environment, maybe even changing who you hang around. Changing for the better is always going to provide some type of phenomenal impact within your life. I like that word, phenomenal, this episode. But when I think about a time when I changed for the better, I have to think about when I first enlisted in the Marine Corps. Now, for those who don't know, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, born and raised on the east side, 48205, most dangerous zip code within the city. You know what I mean? Red zone. I promise you, ain't no rap battling going on over there. You know what I mean? And I say that because of 8 Mile, the movie. But at the exact same time, the opportunities that we had, go to college, hopefully, and get a job within your field or end up working at the factory. Some people end up selling drugs. Some people ended up, you know, going to jail. Me, I enlisted in the Marine Corps. Now, a lot of people always sit back and they talk about how hard the military is. And they tell people this, you know, the Marine Corps is supposed to be one of the most hardest branches. It was not physically hard for me. I promise you that. To be honest with you, it was not mentally hard. The hard part for me was transitioning from a kid from Detroit, Michigan to a United States Marine. And I'll say that again. The hard part for me was transitioning from a kid from Detroit, Michigan to a United States Marine. To be honest with you, and I'm going to keep it a buck, it was almost like pulling teeth because of my upbringing. I was bred and raised to survive. I had to live in an environment where I literally had to survive in. So when I come into the military where I no longer truly, I'm around people where I don't have to survive, it's hard to turn those things off. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to actually turn those things off. And what I mean by that is my interactions with people, whether that was up and down or left and right. My peers, I saw them exactly how they were, peers. You know what I mean? I'm saying whatever I need to say. And the problem is that I saw my peers as Lance Corporals, Corporals. You know what I mean? Like, I saw everybody that wasn't like a sergeant and above, not a peer, you know, and that right there is already a shitty mindset, especially if you're a junior Marine. You feel me? And because of my behavior at work and out in town, and when I say out in town, I'm going out in town and I'm doing whatever the fuck I feel like doing. And when I say whatever the fuck I feel like doing, that's whatever the fuck I feel like doing. You know what I mean? And I ended up getting put on a force preservation program. And what that is that those who constantly get in trouble have to call. You know what I mean? Like, they have to call in. And I think I had to call in like 4 to 5 times every Saturday and Sunday. And I had to call somebody who got put in charge of the force preservation program. And I would have to let them know, hey, I'm alive. I'm not in jail, X, Y, and Z. That should have already been an indicator that I'm heading down a wrong path. But even then, I still didn't care. And I say that I did not care at that time. But deep down, when I really peeled back that layer, I did. Now, I had a mentor. And my mentor was great. But the problem is that a lot of people need to understand that, especially when we talk about change, is that you can have a great teacher. You can have a great coach. But if the person doesn't want to change, then nothing that you say is going to fucking matter. You know what I mean? And I will say that again. If the person does not want to change, then nothing that you say is going to fucking matter. You could be giving them gold. They're going to see it as shit. And my mentor always reminds me of that to this day. He said, I ain't really do too much. You were the one that made that step. You were the one that decided to make that change. And he's 100% right. But at the exact same time, what really took me to make that change is when I realized that I was going to get kicked out of the military. Me realizing I'm about to get kicked out of the military was such a big issue for me because, unlike most people who probably would go back to their parents, I'm about to go back to Detroit. I ain't really got much going for me back home. I'm not even about to lie to you. I don't really have too much going on for me. So now I'm about to blow my only opportunity, get sent back home, become a statistic, probably work at a plant, probably end up trying to sell drugs, probably end up going to jail, probably end up dead. It's limitless. You know what I mean? The possibilities are limitless. So I said to myself that I need to get my shit together. And when I said that I need to get my shit together, I decided to change for the better. Now, when we hear the word change, one thing that we gotta understand, and this is just my perspective, I don't think that when we change, we're changing the essence of who we are. I don't think so. You know what I mean? And a lot of people hear that word and they say, well, I don't want to change who I am. I don't want to change, like, I don't want to not be me. And I don't think that's really the case, man. I think that you're improving who you are. I think that you're becoming a better version of who you are. But I don't think that you're changing the true essence of who you are. Because if you change the essence of who you are, then essentially you're becoming this carbon copy of somebody that is not even real. But when you improve, right? When you learn to adapt, and that's a big thing right there, being able to adapt. And when you choose to not adapt into your environment, especially an environment that you come into, because a lot of people come into these environments, right, and forget that you came to the environment. The environment didn't come to you. And when you have that mindset, right, you don't survive in that environment for long. And that was exactly what was about to happen to me. So when I talk about change for the better, I'm talking about improving on who you already are. You know what I mean? Making the necessary adjustments so that way you can survive in your environment. Making the necessary adjustments so you can capitalize on the opportunities that are coming. Making the necessary adjustments so you can become the better version of yourself. Not necessarily changing the overall essence. Now, I talked about the good. I talked about the time where I changed for the better. Now let's talk about a time when I changed for the worse. Now, when people think about changing for the worse, they think that my behavior probably degraded. Nah, that's not the case. I remember later on in my career, I got selected to come up to a job. And this job was probably one of the things that I've always wanted to do in my military career. It was one of the things I've always wanted to do. And when we ask ourselves, why are we changing? You have to ask, who are you changing for? You know what I mean? What are you changing for? These two things are very critical, man, because if they're superficial, and we know what superficial is, man, like if this is some bullshit, then when you change, you're not going to be satisfied with that. You're not going to be happy with that. And that's exactly what happened. I felt like I needed to change in order to fit in with everybody around me. And the problem is that when I changed to fit in with everyone around me, I became a version of myself that wasn't even authentic. That wasn't even me. I even went by a different name. You know what I mean? And I used to be embarrassed by that, but I use it now as a lesson that you want to stay true to yourself and improve on who you are. Because I remember being in that environment and I could not create authentic bonds with anybody. I couldn't, because how can I create an authentic bond with people when I'm not even being authentic myself? I'm fake as fuck 24/7. And honestly, it's truly exhausting. I'm not making any necessary improvements, because what am I improving on? This carbon copy version of somebody else that I picked up on? What am I improving? I'm not improving on me. This is a fake version of myself. You know what I mean? And it created this insecurity about me, because I knew I was not being real. I did not interact with people in a real state. And people would pick up on it, especially the ones that actually knew me before I came up there. They knew that something was different about me. They just couldn't figure out exactly what it was. Everybody just said that he was different. But the reality was, is that not only was I different, I wasn't even that person anymore. I didn't make any improvements. And I bring that up, man, because there's a big difference between changing for the better and changing for the worse. And I cannot stress this enough. When you change, man, you have to ask yourself why you are changing. You have to, man. Are you changing because of the opportunity that you're about to receive? And you have to ask, be advised, if you change the essence of who you are and you seize that opportunity, understand that you are seizing that opportunity as a fake version. And now you have to constantly show up as this fake version. A lot of times people change, man, because they feel like the person that they are right now doesn't fit a crowd. Well, I'll tell you right now, if you feel like you have to change who you are to fit in with a crowd that may not be the crowd that you're supposed to be around. And what I mean is that if you're not improving on who you are, if you're not growing on who you are, that's a big difference than changing into a completely different person. And when you change into a completely different person, you're no longer authentic. So the bond that they're creating with you, they're not even creating with you. They're creating with this fake version of yourself. If you're changing because of your status, understand that now you're every time that you have to act in that status or act in that rank, act in that billet, it's not authentic. It's not you, you know? And that's a big deal, man, especially with when we talk about it being in the military, especially when we talk about it just being in life in general, especially when we talk about it with partners. And I can't stress this part enough. If you changing for somebody so they can like you, so they can love you, I guess what, guys? You know what I mean? Guess what? That person isn't necessarily going to like you. They're not going to necessarily like you or love you. They're going to love this fake version of yourself. And now you feel like you can't really even be vulnerable around that person. You can't even be authentic around that person. And when you try to, they're going to look at you and be like, whoa, who are you? And they have every right because you've showed up fake this entire time. And that's the biggest thing. So as we come to a close to this episode, one thing that you have to think about when you talk about change, because change can be good, but change can also be bad. And the reason is always the justifying factor between those two. If you're changing for the better, right, like you're improving, then yeah, change is going to be good. But if you're changing for something superficial, if you're changing for something fake, if you're changing for something shallow, then guess what, man? Like, you're going to get a shallow result. You're going to get a shallow version of yourself. So with that being said, I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Moving forward, once again, every Monday and every Thursday, we will be dropping an episode. Thursday's episodes will always be for the community. And what I mean by it'll be for the community, if you have an extraordinary thought for this ordinary mind, don't forget to reach out to me on Meech Speaks on Instagram. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Send me that extraordinary thought and we'll see if that episode is going to see. We're going to see if that topic makes it to the podcast. And if it does, I'm going to shout you out. You know what I mean? I'm going to mention your name.
And just like that, another extraordinary thought left this ordinary mind. I hope you enjoyed this episode half as much as I enjoyed making it. Don't forget to head on over to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts, and leave this podcast an honest review because this podcast deserves to grow just as much as we do. Also, don't forget to head on over to TikTok or Instagram and follow me at Meech Speaks. That's right, Meech Speaks. Meech is spelled M-E-E-C-H. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. I'm out.